We reach number two on the list of Utah voters' priorities. State School Superintendent Larry Shumway gives his last speech, and the legal battle over Utah's immigration enforcement law could soon come to an end. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, October 11th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
I'm Terry Gilday. Public education has often been the number one issue in the Utah Foundation's election year survey of voter concerns. This year it ranks second on the Utah Priorities Project list, and while there's been perpetual concern over the funding level for Utah schools, there's also some good news to report. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
Utah spends less per student in its public schools than any other state. Not just a little less, 15% less than Idaho, the next on the list. Utah's been at the bottom since 1988. There are several reasons for that last place ranking, but the most important is the high ratio of children to adults in Utah, 20% more kids as a proportion of the population than most other states. The Utah Foundation looks at the funding picture a little differently. It measures what's called funding effort. How much does the state spend on schools compared to the combined income of everyone in the state? By that measure, Utah was in the top 10 until recently. Utah Foundation President Steve Cruz.
We saw that top 10 in the nation ranking for funding effort decline over the rest of the 90s and into the 2000s until we hit a low of 33rd in the nation in 2007, so well below average. And this came from a series of property tax cuts, income tax cuts, and sharing the formerly earmarked income tax with other things in the state budget.
Cruz says Utah's education funding effort began to recover in 2008, got up to 24th in 2009, but the latest figures show it slipped back to 29th. But that doesn't mean there's no good news coming out of Utah's schools. Cruz says there's been a surprising turnaround in test scores on the National Assessment of Educational Progress, a nationwide test given to fourth graders and eighth graders.
In reading and math, we saw our scores decline to around 30th in the nation several years ago for most of the grades and exams, but we're starting to see a turnaround. And I don't think this is getting enough publicity. So if you look at math scores, for example, back in 2007, our fourth graders were 28th in the nation, but in 2011, they jumped to 19th best in the nation, so back in the top 20. For our eighth graders, it's been a smaller change, going from 30th in the nation to 26th in the most recent tests. If we look at reading, our eighth graders jumped from 29th in the nation in 2007 to 20th in the nation. So once again, back in the top 20 in 2011.
There have been similar gains in reading scores. And in science, Utah students rank 6th in the nation. Adjusted for a statistical error, only North Dakota can claim better scores in science. Larry Shumway, Utah's outgoing state school superintendent, pointed out some other gains in his final State of Education address this week, with higher curriculum standards and gains in minority student achievement. But he said the state's perpetual position in school funding is holding students back.
We cannot have the best school system in the country and be the lowest in the country in funding. For emphasis. Let me repeat, we can't be first if we're always last. We don't have to outspend everybody else, but our current position in last place when it comes to the fiscal resources available for public schools is standing in the way of progress. It's standing in the way of our goal to be the best that we can be for our kids.
School funding and everything else depends on the economy, and that was a pretty discouraging picture in Utah for several years. But the state's economic situation is starting to look a little brighter, and that's the top issue in the Utah Priorities Project listing this year. More on that tomorrow. I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.
State School Superintendent Larry Shumway called on state policymakers to step up and invest in public education Tuesday during his last State of Education address. He also warned against allowing partisan politics to permeate public schools. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Shumway urged policymakers to consistently fund enrollment growth, avoid reducing revenue when the economy is strong, and invest in technology and teachers. He noted education funding has finally returned to 2008 levels, but with more than 50,000 new students, current spending per pupil is actually less than what it was in 2008.
We cannot have the best school system in the country and be the lowest in the country in funding. For emphasis.
Despite the challenge, he said Utah leads the nation in dual immersion programs, increased ACT participation, and improved 8th grade English language arts proficiency scores.
I believe that we in public education have made good on our side of the equation with real, good faith efforts to do the kinds of things the public has asked us to do. Now it's time for policymakers to step up and invest in public education.
Shumway added partisan politics need to be left at the door because they give voice to extreme and simplistic solutions for complex problems. He'll step down from the state's top education post in January. Martel Minlove was selected this week to succeed him. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
The long drawn out legal challenge over Utah's immigration enforcement law, House Bill 497, is nearing its end. U.S. District Court Judge Clark Wadups could rule on the so-called Show Me Your Papers law any day now. Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff gave an update at a meeting of the state's Commission on Immigration and Migration Wednesday. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Before Judge Clark Wadups could make a decision on HB 497, he needed a briefing on how the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration law applies to Utah. The Attorney General's office also had to respond to a new challenge from the ACLU, raising constitutional concerns about state officers transporting immigrants to federal detention centers. Mark Shurtleff says the briefings from both parties are now done.
So it's left with Judge Wadups to then make a decision on whether to allow all or part of Utah's 497 to go forward. And we think he will. We think, particularly with regard to the provision with checking immigration status on those who are arrested for a felony or Class A misdemeanor.
Shurtleff also provided an update on Senate Bill 116, which allows undocumented guest workers to be legally employed in Utah. He says the federal government has not provided the required waiver for the law to be implemented, but Utah's law enforcement agencies are still preparing for the law to go into effect in July 2013. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert and his Democratic opponent will meet for their final debate today at the University of Utah. Herbert argues that voters should give him a new term because the Utah economy is recovering. But retired General Peter Cook insists the economy is dire and the state needs new leadership. The debate will be broadcast this evening at 6 on KUER.
Vince Rampton, the Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Utah, is calling on county clerks in the state to reconsider a decision to remove 76,000 names from Utah's voter rolls. The house cleaning measure was prompted by a state law passed in 2011. It's intended to remove those people who haven't voted in the last two or three elections. Rampton says the law requires the clerk's office to notify voters who've been removed so they can register again.
That's worthwhile. The problem we have is that there are many voters who simply did not show up, who may have not either received these mailers or may have failed to respond to them and have now lost their voter franchise unless they take some special affirmative action.
Rampton says he's not worried about the motives behind the purge, but he's concerned about the effect it could have on low-income people and minorities. Utah Congressman Jim Matheson thinks every part of the federal budget should be open to scrutiny and possible cuts. Matheson's a Democrat running in Utah's new 4th Congressional District. He appeared yesterday on KUER's Radio West with Doug Fabrizio.
You know, some people say, well, this should be off limits or that should be off limits. In my opinion, at least have an honest negotiation. Everything ought to be on the table.
Matheson says neither the Affordable Care Act nor the Republican plan proposed by Congressman Paul Ryan is capable of addressing the rising cost of health care. Matheson's Republican opponent, Mia Love, has been invited to appear on Radio West's Meet the Candidate series, but has so far declined.
Flags will fly at half staff from sunrise to sunset today in Utah in memory of Border Patrol agent Nicholas Ivey. The Utah native was shot and killed last week near the Mexican border. The FBI says it appears to be a case of federal agents shooting at each other by mistake. A memorial service is planned for 11 o'clock this morning at Utah Valley University. And finally, prosecutors have filed criminal charges against two 20-year-olds suspected in an incident that exposed dozens of people to pepper spray at a Walmart store in Riverton. The incident last month forced the evacuation of the store. About 80 customers and employees had to be treated at the scene. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, October 11th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.